This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That's good. At 7 after the hour, time for our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of some of the brightest lights in News Talk Radio. That would include me, not necessarily in any order. Jennifer Horn is here, formerly of the Good Day program and the DJV program, does mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles, and always has something to say that's important. So we get that out of here as we go through the charts for this week. And also Jay Kirshner, who's on with me on the Good Day program every day, here with an overview of these stories. Let's go through them from number 10 to number 1. At number 10, journalism and all of it. You went to journalism school, Jennifer. Yeah, I was going to say, what journalism? Where is there?
What journalism that you speak of? What is that?
Nonsense. Yeah, it really is. The stuff that you
seriously,
see.
How bad is it when you go, okay, who's a real journalist? And you actually have to, like, really think about it to try to figure out who is really a journalist.
Who do you think is the number one journalist in America?
Okay, it's going to be a deep cut. Catherine Herridge. Do you know who that is?
No.
Not a lot of people do. She used to be the foreign affairs correspondent for Fox News. She would cover all the overseas stuff.
Yeah.
She now works for CBS.
Yeah.
She doesn't anchor, but she is an investigative journalist that is so right down. I mean, I feel like she is so right down the middle. I don't know where her politics lie.
Good.
Just know that she's really good. And so I really like her, but it's a deep cut. I always give a tip of the hat to Brett Baer. I know a lot of conservatives now go, oh, because he called Arizona for Biden too early. But I think Brett Baer attempts. I think Bill Hemmer at Fox News is pretty good. I don't know. I can't tell you anybody else, though.
All right, Jay, what about you? Who do you consider to be a real journalist? It could be print, could be broadcast. Could be even, I suppose, social media, if there's such a thing.
One of my favorites is Laura Logan.
Why?
Think she is just absolutely fantastic. And what she has been through, and she continues to still pursue stories, it really is remarkable.
What has she been through? I know the name, but I don't know
why. She almost died. Yeah, she almost died and was basically raped and molested while trying to report in the Middle East. And it was...
All right, now I remember.
It was awful.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah, okay. Well, that sort of settles in. Number 10 again, the status of journalism and the news media in America. Number 9, Hunter Biden. What a boob. Okay, so that's my that's all I've got to say about him. But this doesn't go away, and it doesn't go away not because some of the right-wing news media doesn't like him and they're trying to make an example or embarrass his father. He's embarrassing, and he doesn't kind of understand what maybe he does understand it, and maybe that's why it's taken so long for people to figure out what's going on with him. Jennifer, you've always had a lot to say about Hunter Biden.
Yeah, nobody wanted to talk about it. Now, I think that the news media is talking about it more, and I think that's kind of indicative of where they want to see the party go. I think they're trying to figure out a way to swap Joe with someone else, and so I think that's the only reason that you're hearing about Hunter Biden. I mean, my goodness, there's a grand jury investigation into Hunter Biden, and yet people pretended like the story with him didn't really exist.
Yeah.
Well,
that was convenient during the election campaign. So have you seen
that, though?
I know, of course. And back to
the news media.
Back to the journalism business, of course, yeah. Who do you want to see win? I'm not going to do a story on him. I want to see him win. So have you seen the hats that have gone around? Hillary was wearing a hat this week. It was about her email. Did you see the... I'm trying to find
the
picture
in
my mind.
Yeah. But what about the emails? Something like that.
Yeah, right.
You know,
I think she's going to be the substitute. What? She's running.
I don't think she's going to be the substitute. I think she'd like to be.
Yeah.
I don't know that she will be. I think
so who is?
Be hard.
It's not going to be Harris. So then is it Munchkin from...
I think, honestly, they're grooming Gavin Newsom is what they're doing.
Ah!
I know.
show. Good God.
All of it is quite frightening because I live in California and I've seen what Gavin Newsom can do in a short period of time.
Right.
But I really think that he's the one that they're grooming. They're wanting someone younger. They're wanting someone transactional.
Gavin. Yeah, he's transactional, all right.
Well,
okay.
In the book under politician, his picture, I mean, he's like central casting.
Right.
So,
yeah.
For people who are just going to vote on...
That's perfect. Central casting. Yeah, right out of central casting. All right, number 8 on the charts from Talkers this week. Focus on COVID. The CDC's new COVID guidelines for schools. Children should stay in class if they've been exposed. Stay in the classroom if they've been around anybody who had it. That's what the Center for Disease Confusion says. So this is good because it gets away from quarantining and understand mm-hmm. you know, the fact that it's there and it's going to be there and it's going to stay there. It sort of flies in the face of the reality of how the CDC guidance, I love that term, the guidance from these guys, the people be quarantined. I guess people could say that, well, they didn't really know, so they were being cautious. All right, maybe. Do you want to give them that?
Mm, I would.
No? Yeah, okay.
That's just me. But I know, like, it's, what they're saying is that before they were trying to prevent exposure because they didn't know enough, and now it's like, no, we can't prevent exposure. It's going to happen. Now we're just focusing on significant exposure or really bad cases. And
it's going to happen whether you've got the vaccine or not. So
mm-hmm.
it's passing around, that's for sure.
Yeah.
You guys, by the way, a little countdown extra, because I think it's a story that deserves a little attention in the COVID vein. And that is, there's a story of a guy named Aaron Berg in California. He runs Cal Spirits Distillery. And Doug, I totally thought of you this week when I was reporting the story on my show, because this reminds me of what you went through when you were selling raw milk on your farm at Eastland.
Yeah.
This guy, Cal Spirits, in Paso Robles, California, during the pandemic, obviously everything's getting shut down. The government is in short supply of sanitizer. So a lot of distilleries went into making hand sanitizer. Remember that?
Yep, sure do.
A lot of those sanitizers that smelled like tequila. So he comes into gear. It was awful. You're like, I smell like a floor of a bar, but whatever. You thought you were clean. So he starts making hand sanitizer. That's in the spring of 2020. In the fall of 2020, December, the FDA comes knocking at his door and hands him a $14,000 fine for making hand sanitizer. And so the Trump administration is in power at this point. They find out and they're like, no. These people kicked into gear because they were helping the good of the country. So they relieved the fine and went on their way. Well, until now, June 2022, the FDA comes back again and starts auditing them, wanting to know how much money the sanitizer was worth that they produced in 2020, even though they donated almost all of it to local hospitals and to first
Good
responders.
God.
They didn't take into account that, and now they are saying that they used a
government.
Chemical in this hand sanitizer, and they're trying to slap fines and audit them for that. That's the FDA at work for you.
Right. Okay, well, I'm going to go down that same walk, only with a focus on immigration, because that's number 7. We'll talk about the realities on the southern border after this.
Progressive presents Forced Metaphors about bundling your home and auto.
When you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, you get great savings and round-the-clock protection, which is as beautiful as looking your firstborn child in the eyes for the first time. Well, that's a bit much. Maybe it's more like looking your second born child in the eyes for like the third or fourth time. Point being, the savings and round-the-clock protection are really, really magical.
Forced Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
This is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup sound experiment. We're looking to find the perfect way to hear Reese's so you'll buy more of them. Here we go. Reese's.
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 Reese's. Hey, get out of here, you little stinker.
Reese's.
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 Peanut butter cups.
That breathy one sounded very creepy, am I right?
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Doing God's work here on the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn is here from KRLA in Los Angeles. We're going to have the, for the hours up, the Los Angeles Report with Jennifer. And also Jay Kirshner is here.
From,
yeah, right. Right. All right. So immigration, nothing could be dumber. I was, you remember the old, nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning. Nothing could be dumber than what the Biden administration did this week. This is my read on it anyway, with the relaxing. One of the good things that Trump did was keep the people who were trying to come into the country at bay by saying, you stay in Mexico. You're not, you, we'll take you when we can get to you, but let's get real about this. So now they've relaxed that to further underscore their real intention, which is to get as many people into the country as possible to vote for them, whether it's legal or illegal. It is outrageous. This whole policy, this whole lack of policy.
It's not humane, because you had, I think, like 6,000 people who were killed, either murdered or died in the heat of the desert coming across the border because of the incentives to do so, number one. Number two, you have women and children who are being sold into sex slavery, who are being used as mules, who are being raped and left for dead in the middle of a desert. I mean, it's just, from a humanity perspective, it is not humane. It's also not good for the country, and you have the story this week about Ambassador John Bolton, who, say what you will about that guy, he doesn't deserve to have a death threat levied against him from Iran. Yeah. You know, and so the fact that the border's wide open, guess how they get here?
What really is the reason? Was it because of the book? Or was it because he ordered the airstrike on...
Yeah, Soleimani is what it was. They really didn't like the fact that he blew up their leader.
But why? And that was 2 years ago. Why is it taking him so long? They disorganized
him. They threatened him for two years. And so I guess over the last 2 years, they had a plot. And he was upset that they were only offering $300,000 to kill him.
Right. He's any worth more than that.
He said it was embarrassing.
Yeah, right.
But they also offered $1 million for a higher target. And so people are thinking automatically that was Trump. But it was actually the former Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, that was also a part of this plot.
Great. All right. Number six is the war in Ukraine. Ukrainians blew the hell out of the Russian airbase down in Crimea this week. Good for them. But now the question has come up, ladies. We've talked about it on the Good Day program. I'm sure, Jennifer, you've talked about it as well. Where is all the money going? Where are all the armaments and tools of war going? Apparently, there is some concern that some unscrupulous Ukrainians are selling this stuff off instead of using it, and the United States of America is paying for this corruption. There seems to be something to that, right?
We can root for Ukraine against Russia, but we can't ignore the fact that there is corruption there, and it's deep. Yeah. And the thing is that there's corruption here, too. As you know, when it comes to the military, people love to enrich themselves. So there should be an accounting, because we're just spending money.
Yeah, throwing money at it. Yeah,
and
right.
We get no images. The weirdest thing about all this, and I don't know if you guys have noticed this, we're not getting, we get pictures of things that are blown up after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
We're not seeing any frontline images of what's going on between Ukraine and Russia.
That's true. Good point.
That's weird. Yeah. All right, coming up, a discussion of the economy, inflation, etc. on our Talk Radio Review, 21 after the hour.
Get Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product. Great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Will COVID have an increased impact because so many people in the hot weather are going inside and staying inside or being with people inside rather than outside?
COVID is an indoor virus, so it just depends on who you're inside with. And if we're all more inside, we might expect a spike in all this.
All Good Day Health podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 23 after the hour, Talk Radio Review Time. We're reporting on the top 10 stories from the charts that Talkers Magazine has prepared for us to discuss. We'll have this as an accompanying hour to the official Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. Joining me, I'm Doug Steffen, is Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner. The number 4 and number 5 items are kind of one and the same, if you will, the economy and inflation reduction and attempts. The climate bill, there are a lot of energy experts who have said this new climate bill, I always love this, could, maybe, possibly,
if it comes out on Monday. Low price, could have, would have, should have, $1 trillion.
Could help cut your utility bill. It's the so-called Inflation Reduction Act passed by the Senate last week. Lower electricity bills, supposedly that's how they sold it anyway. And because you're being encouraged to use rooftop solar panels. Actually, I went through a whole thing on the farm. We're designing a new development, a farm development, and I'm going to put solar everywhere, every place we can, because there are kinds of incentives. And I do think that it's good. You can choose in the development that I'm working on electric homes or gas-powered, you know, whether you use that for your dryer or the stove, et cetera, et cetera. But the legislation will allow a home improvement credit for energy efficiency, and so you can take up to 30% off of your taxes for the upgrades, like heat pumps and more insulation. This has been something that's been done before, but it's being done now in conjunction with solar as much as anything else. The average household, you do this $1,800 a year on your taxes. So where's that money? My question is great, but then that $1,800 a year coming out of everybody's tax return. So where do we get the $1,800 from times 100 million? What do we? Where's that money?
Well, we fire up the old laser jet printer.
And right. Yeah, that's about it. Yeah. I mean, what else do you think is going to happen here? Is the same thing has happened to these guys keep passing these bills. Where the hell do they think the money's coming from? Or is it just not really money? It's just
well, I think
so
that's
much.
Why they're making it an IRS that's double the size. And they keep selling this idea. That
they can't hire anybody. The IRS is so understaffed now that they keep saying we want to hire more. But they're not because they can't find anybody to work for them.
Yeah,
well, like everything else.
Part of this plan is 87,000 more IRS agents, which means that they're going to have a lot of time on their hands, and good luck to the rest of us.
Yep. All right. Also, in connection to this, consumer prices on the rise last month, 8.5%. Less than expected government numbers, they for sure, but how much of this can you and I tolerate? The cost of gasoline is off 7.5% from what it was the month before. So at least they're, you know, that's going in the right direction after the oil companies made these huge profits that they did. But the food index, ladies, the cost for food is up last month alone 10%. So what's it going to cost?
Eggs are up 47%.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one that's definitely up the most.
Yep.
Crazy.
Well, and bread, grain-related stuff. And some of that's tied to the war in Ukraine for sure, because they're
well,
a big
and more
source
shortages
of
coming because of the water problems in California, fruits and vegetables and all that. But
get Gavin Newsom for president, though. He'll fix everything.
Run him,
28 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The number of Americans who signed up for unemployment benefits increased last week to the highest level since November. Applications climbed to 262,000 and have now risen 5 out of the last 6 weeks. The Labor Department reported this Thursday, the number of Americans collecting traditional unemployment benefits increased to 1.43 million in the last week of July. A series of explosions this week at a Russian military base on the Crimean coast changes the scope of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Satellite images appear to confirm that the explosions, which sent frantic Russian tourists scrambling off a nearby beach, badly damaged and destroyed several Russian warplanes. As the FBI is being accused of weaponizing the department for political reasons, during Monday's raid, a plane with a sign flew over Mar-a-Lago for hours that read, ha 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 ha. USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The unthinkable. The weaponizing of the judicial branch of government against their political opponents is being raised in America. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on Fox News expresses the outrage.
Here we go again. I lived through Crossfire Hurricane. I lived through the Mueller investigation. The FISA court rebuked the Department of Justice for providing false information to the court to obtain a warrant against Carter Page. Is it plausible the same people would be going after Trump again 90 days before the midterms? So the pathway for President Trump to become the nominee is much wider now than it was yesterday. The likelihood of him being reelected is greater than it was yesterday, because if you got something that is really so compelling, you had to go into the man's home with guns drawn to get the information. Tell the American people, to every Republican listening to me, we should be clamoring and demanding answers to the questions of why they had to raid President Trump's home 90 days before an election.
Without understanding the fiscal impact on the American people, House Democrats forge ahead with the Manchin-Schumer social spending and taxation plan called the Inflation Reduction Act, which is considered by many to be misleading. The bill will add 87,000 new IRS agents. According to the Congressional Budget Office, says it will be weeks before an updated analysis can be completed on the bill. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
Here's the Little League World Series, and a qualifier got hit. He hit the batter in the head with a ball. Instead of this kid crying and moaning and groaning, his biggest concern was for the kid that threw the pitch at him. How is he doing? I'm so sorry that you hit me. He's apologizing to the kid.
Aww,
that
what a
kid him.
Little creature.
Right, exactly.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Meanwhile, back in the ranch here on the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in Talk Radio according to the charts from Talkers Magazine. You can find them at talkers.com or gooddayshow.com. And speaking of the Good Day Show, Jay Kirshner is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn from KRLA in Los Angeles, to review all of these stories in the chart. Before we leave the economy and the discussion about inflation, a couple of other things regarding this bill. The climate bill, according to the New York Times, will make energy cleaner and cheaper for everybody. There's probably not a bigger, we're back to, I suppose this is a combination about discussing number 10, which is a focus on journalism and this thing, the collision of ideology with news. And the people of the New York Times has never seen a story about ditching fossil fuels that it didn't want to put on the front page. So I don't have a problem with that, because I do think it is advisable and we'd be better. That's why I'm pushing for a solar farm as part of my farm. Most of you know that I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and I am supportive of not necessarily all the discussion about climate change, because I think it's foolish and political, most of it, but I think there's a common sense approach that more involves solar than anything else. Mm-hmm. I also have been a supporter of nuclear energy for a long time, because other than what do you do with the rods and how do you make it safe, the fuel itself is inexpensive and is clean. But solar is much better, much cleaner. So anyway... The biggest climate bill in U.S. history is a part of all of the hoo-has this past week. They use things like the fire in France as justification. Look at what's happening to the world. Did you see this? 1,000 firefighters battling this big wildfire in southern France.
Right, yeah. Near Bordeaux, yeah.
Yeah, right. So no wine. Wine's going to be kind of smoky.
I just don't know why we can't. I don't know. I just believe in personal responsibility in our own lives, right? And if everybody
is
responsible for themselves, like, we'd live in a better place. So, of course, solar's a good idea. Of course, doing what you can yourself is a great idea. Clean up your messes. People are pigs. And that keeps the planet clean. It keeps things moving. But, unfortunately, people, like, come up with these ideas where, you know, billions and hundreds of billions of dollars, and it's going to change the climate maybe by 0.00000001.
Yeah, it's going to be, yeah, right, exactly.
You have to think about what's smart and realistic.
It's all worshiping at the altar of climate change, and people get off on their own thing. My son and his wife and their family ordered, you know, I have my friend who's in the car business, so we're going to get, I'm going to drive my Range Rover. But they ordered a couple of electric cars. There's a Chevy, is it the Bolt or the Volt? What is it? It's the Volt, right. Okay, and then there's another, I think Hyundai's got some kind of a razzle-dazzle solar.
And that's great for them. And that's great. But you know what? The reality is that not everybody can afford to do that. And the answer is,
well they get into 10,000. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. The reason that they did it is because they're going to get a $10,000 payback for buying the car from the state of California. So they take 10.
That's great. But, yeah. Like, not everybody can find, not everybody, the point is that the broad response to high gas prices is just get an electric vehicle. And not everybody can afford to do that. Not everybody has the ability to plug it in and charge it.
Wait till you look at the maintenance. Wait till you try to drive them across the desert. Yeah, okay, forget that. Anyway, there's a solar company that's trying to cover storage facilities, you know, like the extra space storages and the public storages, and, you know, they're all over the place. And that's a whole, don't get me started on that, because I still have some storage stuff out in a public storage on Washington over in Culver City, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. $385 a month. They just raised the rate again. Yeah, exactly. Put the homeless in those places. That's what they should be doing. Anyway, so this project in New Jersey is one of many that they're trying to do. They're putting a 6.5 megawatt solar array on an 800,000 square foot building, and it's enough to power 1,400 homes. What's wrong with that? I think that's pretty cool. Yeah, it is. Good for them. So that is a good idea, and that's what I'm trying to do on my farm. And that's about the size of the one that I'm putting on the farm, and it'll help that many people. And the whole part of town gets that energy much less expensively. Okay, so that takes care of that. Number three is crime. You saw the story about this armed man who was at the Capitol on January 6th, shot after he fired into an FBI office in Cincinnati. They are. He had an AR-15 rifle. He fired a nail gun into
and
the
lost
FBI.
His life for it. I mean,
yeah.
It's so dumb. Believe me, the FBI, not my favorite right now. I think we're in a really sad state of affairs where the government's using the FBI, the FDA, the IRS to come.
Well, yeah, that's
citizens.
Been the, yeah.
But
that's been done since the time of Hoover.
Answering the call is not by going to a nail bringing your nail gun to an FBI office and shooting away. It's ridiculous.
No. Yeah. Sure is. Okay, number 2 this week. All the political stuff. I don't know. Where do we go? Did we talk on the air or off the air about Newsom versus DeSantis? I can't remember whether that was on the air or off the air.
I know. Our conversations are so
close to each other.
So, whatever. Anyway, the speculation is that DeSantis versus versus Gavin Newsom.
I didn't say that. I think
who
I
said
think
that? Somebody
think,
said that.
Well, no. I mean,
I was thinking, could you imagine if that's what it is?
Oh, okay.
And eventually, I think that will be the matchup. But I still think Trump's running at this moment.
Well, he may, but he's not going to get anywhere because
he runs. DeSantis will not run. DeSantis
okay.
will not run if Trump is running.
All right, let's talk about the raid, because that's number one and what people are talking about on both sides of the fence. Apparently, he has said he won't fight the move to unseal all of the stuff. They got 10 boxes of stuff from Mar-a-Lago, and he doesn't oppose them looking at it. So what are they looking for, and how is it that the FBI, I know what you just said, and I agree with you, by the way, I thought this was pretty damned outrageous, not only
because he was cooperating.
Right, but the other side of it is that Biden didn't even know they were going to do it.
Well, I think that's not true.
You don't think that's true?
No, because there was an article that was written in the New York Times. You know how these politicos operate, right? Because they want to give themselves deniability. They don't want to. You cannot have the city.
I didn't know.
Who is literally going to run against the guy? Conceivably, he's going to run against Trump again, right? I mean, that's where it's conceivable, and so it's a bad look to have the president raid the guy that he's going to run against him. So they have to give him the ability to say he didn't know it was coming. But in March, the New York Times wrote a story with anonymous sources, my favorite, around Biden, saying that he was very upset that Merrick Garland hadn't been more aggressive in prosecuting Trump. If you don't think that's a wink and a nod to Merrick Garland to get more serious about going after Trump, even for the appearance of having the FBI raid Mar-a-Lago, that's what they were after. What they say, and the Washington Post just broke a story Friday morning saying that they were looking for documents about the nuclear program for the country. If you wanted those documents, you could probably get them 18
really?
Months ago when Trump left the office.
Wow.
I love this country more than I love anybody who sits in the White House. If Trump did something wrong, that's one thing. But you better have a high bar of why you sent the FBI into a former president's house. Otherwise, you've just set precedents for whoever's next to do the same thing to their political foes, especially when you realize that Obama took 300,000 documents with him when he left the office, promising to digitize them and send them back to the National Archives. He has not done that yet. Hillary Clinton.
He's busy. He's making movies and stuff. Come on, Jerry, give him a break.
Hillary Clinton was given a heads up over, over her raid that was coming so that they could destroy cell phones and evidence. It's not an equal tiered system of justice right now. You've got the Clintons who took $150,000 of silverware and furniture from the
Yay!
They left.
Okay, I want to go over the people list because we haven't done that yet. We'll tie that into some of these stories as we continue the talk radio review. Big stuff here at 44 after the hour.
How do you make the most of your land? Shaw does it behind the wheel of a John Bar compact tractor.
Shaw stands for skilled hands at work.
And he lives up to the name as he uses his versatile tractor to make
the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
And the Allens fire up their John Deere 3032E compact tractor
to grow about 9 acres of flowers.
Because the beauty of having land is deciding how to make it yours. There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a deer.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're speaking another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Progressive Snapshot can save you money based on how you drive and how much you drive. So the safer you drive, the more money you could save. Now, if you didn't hear that because you were looking at your phone while driving, let me say it again.
Seriously, put down your phone. That is so unsafe. If you didn't do stuff like use your phone while driving, you could save money with Progressive Snapshot. But saving or not, just put it down.
And if you did hear it the first time because you weren't looking at your phone, nice work. You'd love Snapshot from Progressive because it rewards safe drivers. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California and North Carolina or from all agents.
Biggest stories of the week. We discuss them here on the Talk Radio Review roundup of the hot hits. The people list includes Hunter Biden. I think we've been through him and that whole investigation in our discussions here. Number nine, the leader of China, Xi Jinping, Dong Dong. Him too. Number eight, Bad Vlad Pukin Putin is in the number eight position. Chuck Schumer is number seven. Joe Manchin is six. Tim Michaels is five. Okay, so on the list, that one escapes me. Who's Tim Michaels, and why is he on this list? Hey, nobody knows, right?
It's always a good one. You think they offer a definition. Oh, he wins his primary for Wisconsin governor. How about that?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was the Trump approved guy.
Oh, right, I remember. We talked about that for about 5 seconds. Letitia James, number four. What's her story?
Letitia James, she's the Attorney General of New York, took down Andrew Cuomo and, of course, had deposed President Trump this week.
She's running for something.
Oh, okay. She wants to be governor, and she hates Trump. So I think he took the fifth like 422 times in a half-hour session. Not kidding. The only thing he answered was his name.
Take the fifth. Number three, Merrick Garland. So we're just discussing, he's the Attorney General. He's the one who personally approved the search at Mar-a-Lago, and he said, quote, the department does not take such a decision lightly. Really?
I would. But we loved it.
Right. Yeah, what a bunch of phony balonies, man, I'll tell you.
Hey. Don't forget, he was the guy who was supposed to be sitting on the Supreme Court, and when Trump got in, remember, he canceled that nomination.
Yeah, so. See you later. All right, speaking of Trump, he's number two this week on the people list for all kinds of, he can't seem to keep himself out of the headlines. Guess that's good if you want to run for office or start a new company or something. And Jumpin' Joe is number one. Joe Biden, he's the president in resident. That's our Joe. Joe Biden there's something about his wife I like, and she can't take credit for Hunter. Well, beside that, I just like her. Thank you, Jennifer. I like her energy. I just think that she seems like a good soul. You know, you can tell a lot from people and how they are. And she really does love Joe, and Joe loves her, and that's okay. That's cool. I think it's cool that she is still working, teaching. I don't know. I like her. I don't dislike Joe Biden as a person. I just think when you look at the list of presidents that we've had since Reagan, they keep going down, down, down.
He's not burning up the top.
He's not. Under any
circumstances. He's hanging out with Jimmy Carter.
Right. Pretty close. Yep, that's right. All right, Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. Jay always takes a second seat. She loves listening to Jennifer talk. But that says a lot.
Who doesn't, though?
Let's be real.
10 before the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You're going in your car. Here we are with Car Talk and Nick Miles, our AutoExpert.com. He is our auto expert. He also has a website, coincidentally, called OurAutoExpert.com. What a coincidence. Wowie zowie. Yeah. World is full of coincidences. Ferrari, known for its luxury multi-million dollar cars, recalling 23,000 of them. I didn't think there were 23,000 of them in existence.
How that's in the world? They make.
Yeah, I would have thought. So yeah. The vehicles are equipped with inefficient brake fluid reservoir caps and may cause vent pressure to not be efficient, and so the car might not stop.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. There you go.
It's probably made by the same sub manufacturer for Ferrari, and they found a thread was incorrect or something.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And therefore, you know, everything for the last 40 years has got to be recalled. Thanks,
so
Ferrari.
They have a low, apparently this all started with a low brake fluid warning signal that is being more and more reported. So yeah. Ferrari says, if you get that brake fluid warning signal, pull off the road immediately. That doesn't sound good.
No, the only positive thing is it's a fairly easy fix.
Yeah,
you know, if they have them in stock.
There you go. All right, let's talk about the big news of the week, the reduction, inflation, whatever they call it. What's that act called?
Reduction Inflation Act, I think.
Right, that's right.
It changed its name. It used to be Make America Something Again. And, right.
It was Make America Great Again. Then somebody said, oh, that's already been used.
This is the act that does several things, but one of the things it does is it changes those federal government incentives for buying an electric car, which, of course, you know, a lot of people have different feelings about. Why should we be subsidizing electric cars is the first one, but it really sort of takes that away. It does a lot of good things. First of all, it takes away the if it's not built in the United States, and if the battery has metals that come from China, those are sort of two top-level things. Plus, if you earn too much money, over 100, I think it's 150,000 for an individual, 300,000 for a household, then you're not eligible, which is as it should be. I mean, if you have the sort of money to buy these cars, you don't need the subsidies, right?
That's right. My son and his wife, both of whom work, but they're under that $300,000 threshold, ordered a Chevy Volt because they couldn't. They were looking at the Hyundai, but they didn't get the they don't get the benefits. Through my friend the car dealer, they've ordered a Volt, and they'll get about $10,000 in credit. Right. That's the California part of it's the California incentive, part of it's the federal incentive, but they're really going all out. This car has a 250-mile range, apparently.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to drive it unless you're just driving it around the city. I just think it's impractical. But they all, his wife especially, loves the idea of doing this, and it's okay. She drives a Prius now, and that's if you think what you're doing is good, then you know, more power to you. I think it is helpful, but I don't see it. And Brendan and I had this conversation about, you know, you think you're doing something good, and it's not bad, but if you think you're going to, at the moment, buy one of these cars and change the amount of money, the amount of CO2 gas that's going into the atmosphere, you're kidding yourself, because you're not.
Right. But here's the real big problem with it, Doug, is the fact that it happens today. And so if you are in the middle of a car purchase, you know, negotiation, it could be signed this afternoon.
Right.
And if you have a car on order and it's not here yet and you haven't paid for it, unless the money transaction or a contract is agreed today, you've done your calculations on getting $7,500 plus back on that vehicle, you're done. And I think that was a mistake by the government. Plus, in those states that were early adopters, where the average income earned by people is higher who buy electric cars, they're punished. And there are a lot of car companies who have invested millions and billions into this who are just suddenly ineligible. So there's a lot of things that the government got wrong in this, as well as getting a lot of things right.
Welcome
to the U.S. government.
Exactly. And I can hear the people saying, well, what does that limey know about the U.S. government? Who is he? Why is he saying, what gives him the right? Well, he's an American citizen, and he's the probably foremost expert on cars in the country, if not the world, and that's why he's here. Nick Miles with Doug Steffen on the Doug Good Day program. NickRAutoExpert.com is his website. It's 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.